Hope will anchor the soul, February 18th. God's great love our only hope. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil. It is true that disappointments will come, tribulation we must expect, but we are to commit everything, great and small, to God. He does not become perplexed by the multiplicity of our grievances, nor overpowered by the weight of our burdens. His watch care extends to every household, and encircles every individual. He is concerned in all our business and our sorrows. He marks every tear. He is touched with the feeling of our infirmities. All the afflictions and trials that befall us here are permitted, to work out His purposes of love toward us, that we might be partakers of His holiness, and thus become participants in that fullness of joy which is found in His presence. The meager views which so many have had of the exalted character and office of Christ have narrowed their religious experience, and have greatly hindered their progress in the divine life. Personal religion among us as a people is at a low ebb. There is much form, much machinery, much tongue religion, but something deeper and more solid must be brought into our religious experience. It is the work of the Christian in this life to represent Christ to the world, in life and character unfolding the blessed Jesus. If God has given us light, it is that we may reveal it to others. But in comparison with the light we have received, and the opportunities and privileges granted us to reach the hearts of the people, the results of our work thus far have been too small. We must search the Scriptures diligently, prayerfully, our understanding must be quickened by the Holy Spirit, and our hearts must be uplifted to God in faith and hope and continual praise.